97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Desperate Housewives, Sundays, ABC, Doug Savant on the line. Doug, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, Big Papa. How are you, brother?
Fantastic. Thank you very much for getting up early for us this morning. Number one, I have to thank you. You absolutely helped make my Mother's Day fantastic for my mom.
Great. How, tell me.
No, it's one of those, like I work at the CHR station locally, okay? So I get to interview people like Neo and stuff like that. So a lot of times my mom has no idea who I'm talking to. Like, she knows it's impressive.
Yes.
Because I'm excited about it and I'm talking about it. But when I'm able to talk to people from shows that she knows, it's like an extra added perk. Like, it's like something she can brag about me for. So you absolutely have given my mom extra bragging rights on me for Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Absolutely.
And thanks for watching. That's what I'll say. Yeah.
So, Doug, I mean, you're no stranger to being very MILF friendly as far as the shows that you're on, whether it be Melrose Place and Desperate Housewives. Is it a situation where right place, right time, landing on both, and having to be in that kind of genre?
Yeah,
kind of deal?
Well, I don't know if it has to do with being in the genre so much, but I'll tell you this. I got a horseshoe, lucky horseshoe up my keister or something, because I've been able to hit two extraordinarily successful shows that you know, sort of galvanize the public's interest and are water cooler shows, and that people seem to watch in groups and people are passionate about, and so I've been extraordinarily lucky.
We're talking to Doug Savant, Desperate Housewives, Sundays on ABC. You talk about your fans being passionate. Like, what is the craziest stuff? I'm sure the fan mail and the email, the stuff that you get from fans is nuts. And also, like, there's message boards and all kinds of stuff, right?
There is, and there are. I mean, I try and stay away from the stuff on the internet because that'll drive you crazy. If you pay any attention to that, it'll end up driving you crazy. But the people in life are mainly supportive and interested, and then occasionally I get somebody who comes up to me and says, you're a stupid husband. That's sad but true. Yes.
Oh man. So I wonder. How long has Desperate Housewives been around? Like 7, 8 years now?
Yeah, we are finishing our 7th year. We're coming up to the season finale of year 7.
That's phenomenal. As it's gone on, now normally a show, number one, if they're lucky to get picked up.
Right.
Number one. And then if they get picked up for a second season, they're happy. And then like the normal, a long running show is like 7, 8 years. Okay.
Oh my God! Yeah, we've in this day and age, a long-running show is 3 years. So we've more than doubled our time. It's, we've got incredible writers, Big Pop. They keep coming up with, really entertaining storylines that mix both the drama with the comedy. And we've been really fortunate to maintain our status. The audience is still there after 7 years. We're one of the top 10 scripted shows in all of television, and the top 20 overall. So people still care, and I'm really grateful.
Absolutely. It's a ratings juggernaut still to this day. Doug Savant, Desperate Housewives, Sundays on ABC, abc.go.com. Have you ever gotten a script and been like, really? Really?
Well, all the time. What do you mean? one of the great things about our show is that, they go for extraordinarily high, big comedy arcs and large drama arcs. And, I don't know, but it ends up speaking to the American people. And our writers are so talented that they're always, even as absurd as some of the storylines can get, they find a central truth that speaks to the audience. And so I've been just really fortunate to be the actor on the other side of those words.
So everyone knows you from Desperate Housewives. Everyone knows you from Melrose Place. And because the show has been going on for so long, you kind of get pigeonholed. People think that you are that person. Give me a couple examples of how your character in Desperate Housewives and Doug the guy are different.
Are different. Well, they're vastly different, but I'll tell you what they have in common. How's that?
Okay.
We're both people that sort of ascribe to the life theory of happy wife, happy life. You do whatever is necessary to make the home situation work and copacetic, and it'll make your life easier. But Tom is, I really like the character of Tom, and although I don't identify him, I don't think I would react that way in every situation that Tom does. I do think he's centrally a good person and someone I like and admire.
We're talking to Doug Savant, Desperate Housewives Sundays on ABC. Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask if you had talked to Ricardo since his DUI just a few days ago.
Yeah, no, I've been in contact with Ricardo to offer my support and my if there's anything I can do. But he's back in Texas, and he's doing just fine, and he'll take responsibility and deal with what he's got before him.
Are you guys filming now, or is filming concluded for the season?
We just concluded. We just literally Monday night we wrapped the show for the season, and so we're officially on hiatus. Although the work never ends, as you know.
Absolutely. So what are you doing? How long of a hiatus do you have, and what do you have planned for your hiatus?
Well, you might think it's a very short window of time. We go right back to work, assuming that we're coming back for year eight, which I am, assuming. We will go back to work just after July, the July 4th weekend. So we typically go back to work around the 8th or the 9th. So we get about 6 or 7 weeks off, and I'm going to be, and I've got a lot of kids. Kids are still in school. My wife is working, so I'm going to be playing, easygoing dad, and I'm going to be coaching some baseball and just being with the family.
Nice. Talk to me about your family. You're married. How many kids? Ages?
I am married. My beautiful wife, Laura Layton, is on the show Pretty Little Liars, and we got four kids ranging from 19 years down to 5 years old.
And, wow.
Yeah, so it's a full load over here at the Savant household.
Absolutely. Before you get going, I appreciate the time this morning. Let's do the quick six. It's
sure.
Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
All right, Bob.
All right, Doug Savant, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
DVR. Well, Pretty Little Liars, 60 Minutes, Jeopardy.
Favorite toy as a child?
Baseball bat.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Nice. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
The In-Laws, the original with Peter Falk and Alan Arkin.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The butt.
There you go. And finally, what's your favorite toy as an adult?
As an adult. Yikes. You stumped me. favorite toy. How about this? My nail gun.
Could do it. Do it. Construction.
It's a tool.
There you go. There you go. It's Doug Savant, Desperate Housewives Sundays on ABC. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for helping me make me look better in my mom's eyes.
There you go. Thank you so much, Big Papa.
Doug Savant, everybody. Desperate Housewives. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.